Također i da pozdravim jednog drugog prijatelja koji odlazi.
Rudi, du kannst den Virachandra lautstellen. No. I want to greet a very dear friend of mine.
Jako dragog mog prijatelja.
Ivica.
On se zove Ivica.
Und seinen Sohn, his son, sine.
I njegovog sina.
Dodo. Dado.
Dado.
Stellt euch bitte, ja. Go, Femelandi, adi, adi, bo! Ivica und Dado. Ivica, mit ihm war ich zusammen in Berlin und er hat dort Kickboxing, eine Kickboxing-Schule gemacht.
Zajedno smo bili u Berlinu i on se bavi kickboxingom.
Yes, he is a very spiritual person. And his son is also there.
I njegov sin je također među nama.
Dado, yes. And I want to say goodbye to Hari Priya,
who has come
from Budapest,
došla iz Budimpešte,
and given us her wonderful association.
I dala nam svoje prekrasno društvo.
We couldn't find him yesterday.
Mi smo se jučer mogli naći.
So have a nice journey, Hari Priya.
Želim ti sretan
and
put,
with
Hari
every
Priya.
Krishna cookie, please remember Krishna.
I sa svakim Krishna cookie, molim te, sjeći se Krishna.
Hare Krishna. All right, so we will sing. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Punya Vihari. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janarandana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yashodana nana braja janarandana. Yashoda nanana braja janarandana. Yamuna tira vanachari. Yamuna tira vanachari. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. For our guests, I again want to repeat loud.
Želim ponoviti
još jednom za naše goste. Require a Croatian translation.
Potreban hrvatski prevod na hrvatskom.
It's all at this loudspeaker in the middle of the tent.
Tamo kod tog ga možete naći.
Where Anandini sits. Hare Krishna. Dobro došli Anandini. You just came with a cloud from Rav? Welcome. So those who require the translation,
please go there. Prijevod, otiđite. Otiđite tamo.
There was once a French scientist and philosopher called Blaise Pascal, who said something very significant. He said all the miseries of man come from his being unable to sit quiet in a room and be alone. The idea here is that if your mind becomes quiet and silent, you can listen to the real things.
Čuti istinske stvari.
No longer the false stories.
Neće da više slušati lažne priče.
One philosopher whom I read, Pythagoras, he said, say something better than silence.
Reći nešto je bolje nego ostati tih.
Because he understood, say something better than silence.
A reći nešto bolje od tišine.
Od tišine, yes. Because, you know,
zato što
we have so much problems with this mind, constantly talking, it's 60,000 thoughts a day to us. I have now the right psychological number. You think 60,000 thoughts a day, and most of them are all the same, Biljana, every day.
Svakodnevno.
The same old story.
Ista stara priča.
You think of schedules.
Mislite na rasporede.
You think of your three meals.
Mislite na svoje tri obroka.
You not you, Biljana, but the conditioned soul thinks of his or her sexual fantasies.
Mislite na njezine ili njegove seksualne fantazije.
About how he or she is not appreciated enough.
Kako je ljudi ne cijene
dovoljno. In this way, there are 60,000 thoughts a day, which are all the same, and which are not helpful.
Kroz našu glavu svakodnevno.
Therefore,
su sve iste,
in the philosophical schools of the East,
i zato filozofske škole istoka,
silence,
one
silencia, is the dream.
Tišini. To je san.
But I want to say, like Pythagoras, say something better than silence.
Reci nešto bolje od tišine.
And that are prayers.
A to su molitve.
Welcome to the seminar on prayers.
Dobrodošli na ovaj seminar o molitvi.
Go now into a very important section of the Kapanija Panjika.
Kapanija Panjika
is a glorification of
Krishna's
different qualities, his luster,
njegovog sjaja,
but more than anything,
ali više od bilo čega drugoga,
his incredible mercy.
Njegove nevjerojatne milosti.
There is a prayer
postoji molitva
to this quality within Krishna.
Ovoj Krišninoj kvaliteti ili odlici.
My heart becomes frustrated when I hear of the difficult sadhanas which your devotees have done in the old times. I am not Shukadev.
Ja nisam Shukadev.
Nor am I Ambarish.
Niti sam pak Ambarish.
Because I have not much devotion.
Nemam baš previše devocije.
So when I hear how they meditated, how they did different marathons, like speaking the Bhagavatam for 7 days without sleeping, I feel frustrated. I can't do that.
Ali,
medjutim. Ivica, I'm learning Croatian. Ich lerne Kroatisch, Ivica. When I hear from the scriptures and the sadhu that you have the quality of the samilost in your heart, compassion, which flows like waves to everyone, Brahma down to the insignificant end.
Pa sve do najbeznačajnijeg mrava.
When I hear about this mercy which you have, then my heart gets cool,
onda moje srce
and pacified.
Se umiri i olakša.
I believe Krishna's greatest demonstration of mercy is
izraženija demonstracija
milosti accepts a devotee even without this devotee having many qualities. When he thinks, oh, my devotee is trying his best, He is what he is.
Najbolje što može. On je ono što
but
je,
he tries his best.
Pokušava
let me accept
sve od sebe.
His endeavors.
Prihvatit ću zato njegove napore.
And let me show him my mercy.
Ukazat ću mu svoju milost.
So that he can try better.
Može se još više truditi.
I believe it is this quality in Krishna,
u Krišni,
which is so wonderful.
To što je tako zadivljujuće.
I want to remind you of this old story of the Brahmana and the prostitute.
O Brahmani i prostitutki.
There was this scholar,
bio je
the Brahmana, who lived next to a prostitute.
Pored prostitutki.
And he watched her
i on ju je
at work.
Dok je radila.
Whenever a new person
kad
came into the house of the prostitute, the
kuće,
Brahmana thought, too much!
Mislio, e, ovo je stvarno previše.
Ah! And he rolled a stone before the house of the prostitute to show her
kuće,
how abominable she was.
Odradna samo bila.
The prostitute, on the other hand,
prostitutka s druge strane,
was not a very learned person.
Nije bila baš jako učena.
She was just a simple woman.
Bila je jednostavna žena.
She couldn't earn her earnings in any other
nije
way.
Mogla zaraditi za život
because,
na bilo
as we say in German,
način, jer kao što
she had two left hands.
Imala je dvije
lijeve
ruke.
Practical.
Nije bila baš praktična osoba.
Like me.
Poput mene.
I also have two left hands.
Ja isto imam dvije lijeve.
So, but she prayed to Krishna.
Ali se molila Krishna.
Nasi dragi gospodin. Please be merciful
molite,
to me.
Budi milostiv prema meni.
And when she would receive these
kada
men
primala te muškarce,
and would take their money
i uzimala njihov novac
for the services she rendered to them,
za usluge koje bi, koje
she
bi
would
ponudila,
think, my dear Lord,
onda je mislila, dragi gospodine,
I know it's not good.
Znam da nije dobro.
Maybe I should go and
možda trebam ići negdje
and clean people's houses,
čistiti ljude,
or
kuće ljudima,
grow some potatoes on the field,
ili uzgajati krumpire na
but
polju.
What to do? I'm so impractical.
Ali tako sam nepraktična.
This is all I know.
Ovo je sve što znam.
Please forgive me.
Molim te prosti me.
So the time came
i onda je došlo vrijeme
when both the Brahmana was getting increasingly angry
koji je sve više, čije
and the prostitute
više narastala,
left their bodies and both of them as souls went in the direction of Vaikuntha.
Su se kretali prema Vaikunthi.
Now before the spiritual world,
Vaikuntha,
there's a gate
postoji kaplja,
and there are gatekeepers.
I postoji čuvari kaplje.
They use spears.
Oni koriste koplja
to take care that those who are not qualified don't enter. No one can go through these gates of Vaikuntha with physical force, with bribing, or whatever. The spears only lift for you and make way for you if your heart is full of devotion. So both the prostitute and the Brahmana came to this gate. And the prostitute passed through the gate. Stop, stop, čekaj, čekaj, said the Brahmana.
I Brahmana rekao, da.
A little mistake.
Napravili ste grešku.
You can't see now because she on the soul there's no šminka, but
ali
she was a prostitute.
Vidjeti, pošto ova duša ne nosi šminku, ali ona je bila prostitutka.
She was impossible.
Nemoguća žena.
I counted
brojao sam
how many immoral men came to her.
Koliko je nemoralnih samo ljudi, muškaraca došlo do nje.
But the Vaikuntha Dutas, the messenger said, no, the Lord has ordered us that she should pass and you should stay.
Proći, a ti ostati.
Why?
Ali zašto?
Why such a mistake?
Zašto takva greška?
Yes, because she
da,
was thinking of Krishna.
Krishna
and you were thinking of sexual neživot.
Na seksualni život.
Hare Krishna. So Krishna,
dakle, Krishna
accepts
prihvaća
the endeavors of the devotee. And especially he is pleased when the devotee tries to think of him. My dear devotees, here is where Krishna looks at you. How much do you think of him? Because it is only from the thoughts which you place on Krishna that good Krishna conscious actions will come. When a devotee never thinks of Krishna, or never prays to Krishna, or never is alone with Krishna, pouring his heart out to Krishna, then his activities could be mechanical. Activities of the body. The activities of the body must always be carried by the activities of the mind. Otherwise, the bodily activities can be absent-minded and have no meaning for the devotee who does them.
Никакvog značenja za baktu koji ih izvršava.
So,
i tako,
Krishna's mercy is especially seen when he accepts the endeavors of his devotee, especially when the devotee tries to think or meditate about him. In a little while we will attempt to meditate about Krishna, and maybe Krishna will be so pleased that you will all see him in your heart. Hare Krishna. In the third section of Rupa Goswami's prayer, Rupa Goswami has described himself as being very unqualified. He has said, although I am not worthy to receive your mercy, please be merciful to me. And he has said, although I don't have even the smallest shadow of pure devotion, because you are the master of playful transcendental pastimes, please be merciful to me. And then he says, people who are playful, like children, are often merciful to those who are unqualified. Even a child can give a drunkard your 100 euro note here, because the child doesn't consider if the drunkard is very qualified. So he's always playful and funny, and here, take for my father 100 euros.
For me? Da, zaista
za mene. Dobro. Yes. So here Krishna is addressed as a playful person.
Krishna, znači Krishna se
who does not consider so much who is qualified or not, he's in his play.
Previše ko je
kvalificiran, ko ne, on se jednostavno igra. Please give mercy.
Molim te, daj mi.
Now I want to ask you.
Sada vas želim zapitati.
What do you consider is more efficient in your spiritual life? Your own endeavors or Krishna's mercy?
Što smatrate da donosi više efekta u vaš duhovni život?
Krishna's milost. It is very clear.
Ili Krishna milost. Puno jako je jasno da je da
our own endeavors are very small.
Naši osobni napori su vrlo sitni.
What can we do?
Što možemo mi
so weak.
Tako smo slabi.
So thirsty.
Tako žedni.
And diverted.
I so pažnja nam,
pažnja you want to have Krishna's mercy, you should go to the places where Krishna's mercy resides. You must know that just like a rich man who often goes with only little money in his pockets, but who keeps his money deposited in banks and charitable institutions, Krishna also goes with has invested his mercy at some places where you can get it very easily. If you would go to a rich man on the street and ask him for money, he would say, I only have 10 euros with me here because I want to buy an ice cream today and that's all. But if you want my support, please go to this charitable institution. I write to you a little note that you should get money, and this charitable institution can give you 100,000 euros, no problem. Like
this.
I have once met a rich man who directed me to one of his institutions, and yes, I was able to get a substantial amount of Lakshmi for our Golokadham temple. So Krishna also has invested his mercy in certain places, and Rupa Goswami has identified some of these places where you can find Krishna's mercy for us. Would you like to know these places?
Jai
Gopal? Yeah? Well, one is in the hands of his pure devotees. There is a lot of mercy of Krishna. Krishna's mercy. If you go directly to Krishna and say, Krishna, I am your devotee, you should give me mercy, Krishna will not accept you. Krishna says so in the Adi Purana. One who says he's directly my devotee is not my devotee, but one who is the devotee of my devotee. Wow!
He's my devotee.
The other source where I feel there's a lot of mercy waiting for us is in the most merciful avatar of Krishna, whose name is Gaurahari Joy Shachinanana Gaurahari Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami had once prayed to Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu
like this. We are the most fallen. Please, therefore, show us your mercy. Because if you give your mercy to the most fallen, your mercy is most successful. Let the power of your mercy be exhibited throughout the entire universe. Indeed, we are like a petulyak, a dwarf, who wants to capture the moon. Although we are completely unfit, a desire to receive your mercy is awakening within our minds. Another very, very important agent of mercy is Krishna's very dear devotee, Vrindadevi. Vrindadevi, you must know, is standing on the threshold to the kingdom of love. What is threshold?
Prague,
yes. Like the Czechoslovakia. Yes. Vrindadevi stands at the Prague
на Прагу,
to the kingdom of God.
Kraljevstvo Božje.
And only if Vrindadevi recommends you,
ukoliko vas ona preporuči,
you can come to Krishna.
Možete doći Krishna.
Therefore in Vrindavan,
stoga u Vrindavanu,
and outside the Vrindavan, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas always beg this most dear devotee,
Shrimati
Vrindadevi, to give us mercy. There was once a very atheistic farmer who lived next to a devotee. Now this devotee thought, how can I help my atheistic neighbor? One day he had an idea. He said, on your land, so many tulsi plants, Vrindadevi plants grow. Could you maybe bring me two? I need them for my puja.
The
farmer said. He's such a religious fanatic. He thinks by worshipping a plant, he will get God's mercy. But he is a dobro osoba. A little foolish. But a dobro osoba. So the next day he decided to bring two tulasi plants on his bullock cart to the Vaishnava neighbor, to the devotee. Now this day happened to be the day of his death. And the agent of his death, a black cobra snake, was informed by the Yamadutas to become activated. So when the farmer went to the two tulasi plants, the snake came closer to him. And finally, the snake hit under the tulasi, and the farmer started to dig around the tulasi. At this moment, the messengers of death came to the snake and said, bite! Uvrizi. Snake said, ja znam.
A zmija je rekla, ja znam.
I'm sorry, I'm so much in the story, but she couldn't bite. The auspicious influence of the tulasi was almost like an impenetrable wall. Bite!
Ugrizi ga!
Can't!
Ne mogu.
Finally, the farmer,
konačno,
who didn't see the snake,
koji nije mogao vidjeti,
took the tulsi plant in a bag,
biljku, u vrećicu,
and the snake went inside
iz nje je ušlo unutra,
for a second opportunity.
Da bi drugu šansu zadobila.
So then the farmer went to the Vaishnava and said, here are your tulasi plants. The farmer said, the Vaishnava said, today Tulasi Devi has saved your life. I'm so happy. What, said the farmer? I didn't come here to hear a religious preaching. No, said the Vaishnava, today is the day of your death. The Vaishnava said, the farmer said, no. Yes, and the snake is in the bag. The snake who was sent to kill you. Not possible, said the farmer. Then grab into your bag, said the Vaishnava. The man did so. And when he grabbed into the bag, he took his hand out, and there was a black cobra snake around his hand, looking down on him. Bite, said the Yamadutas.
Yamadute su rekli, ugrizi ga.
I can't.
Ne mogu.
This is how merciful Tulsi Devi is.
Tako je, toliko je milostiva Tulsi Devi.
You can see when you plant a tulasi and you water her regularly, Krishna has given tremendous potency. Especially when you want to visit Vrindavan. Like I heard this morning, a young pilgrim from Dalmatia is getting ready to visit Vrindavan. You should get a picture of Tulasi Devi and pray to her. Please show me the real Vrindavan. Please give me eyes. Bhaktihina, I have no bhakti in my heart. Please give me the eyes of bhakti, the eyes of devotion. And Tulsi Devi is powerful enough to give us this type of eyes or this type of mercy. Tulsi Devi is very, very merciful, because she has been invested with mercy by Lord Krishna.
Uložena milost gospodina Krishna.
When you want to advance in your spiritual life, my dear devotees, you need to have an investment of mercy. And the more investment you have collected from the powerful agents of mercy, the further you will go in your spiritual life. It is a great mistake of the Western mind that you think that by your own endeavors you can progress and advance in your life. It is a mistake. By your own endeavors, you can reach those areas which are possible for you. But with your own endeavors, you cannot reach these areas which are impossible for you. See, we all have some areas in our lives where we have not yet been, which are possible for us to reach by the law of karma. We can explore these. And therefore, things like self-help, things like psychology can be very important and very helpful to help us go beyond our granitas into areas where we cannot go so easily. However, for every one of us, even for Arnold Schwarzenegger, there is a granica which he cannot cross. I have heard that. Do you know Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Da li znate Arnolda Schwarzeneggera?
Oh, Schwarzenegger. Saranandi knows him.
Saranandi.
Arnold Schwarzberger. Schwarzenegger. Thank you, Saranandi. Was a very weak man.
Je bio jako slabić. Jako slabašan čovjek.
Like Veera Chandra and me.
Veera Chandra and me.
Very weak.
Jako slab.
Now one day someone slapped him.
Nekoga je pljusnuo.
And he was so weak.
On je bio tako slabašan.
He could only cry. Then he decided, this is how I have heard it in his own autobiography. Then he saw a fitness club. And he decided, in 4 months, I will look like King Kong. Yes.
Da.
I have heard his autobiography.
To je iz njegove vlastite autobiografije.
And he trained morning and evening.
Vježbao je danju I noću.
And in the night.
Da, ujutro, uvečer I po noću.
He ate all kinds of gills and everything.
Vrste što je, svega što je potrebno.
Oh, I don't know what you take, but something.
Ne znam što to se uzima.
Some hormonski injekcijs.
Hormonske injekcije uzimao.
And made a lot of exercise.
Jako puno vježbao.
And then he became very strong. Mr. Universe, I have heard. Mr. Universe. But now he is getting older.
Ali sada već on stari.
His karmic border was Mr. Universe.
Karmička granica.
But he can't go further now to become Mr. Immortal.
Da bi postao Mr. Besmrtnik.
Not possible.
To nije moguće.
Not with all the muscle gales.
Sa svim tim sredstvima za razvijenje mišića.
Not possible.
To nije moguće.
By mercy
ali milošću
and blessing
i blagoslovom
you can go further.
Možete ići dalje.
The first thing which happens when you get blessings is that those spiritual things which are sleeping in you, these seeds, these bijas of possibilities are activated by blessings. Every one of us has unlimited spiritual potencies because we are an eternal soul. And if a great soul blesses us, these become activated.
Te moći se aktiviraju.
The second thing which happens
stvar,
when you derive blessing is
kada
that when you are on the spirit, when you are on some spiritual platform, by blessings
razine,
you are maintained to stay there.
Omogućeno vam je da se zadržite.
Often when we, as long as we are in the material world, we may reach a certain spiritual platform, but then we lose it again. Do you know this in your life?
Zagubimo, da li ste to primijetili?
You are here for some moment and then
dođete gore na određeno vrijeme i onda opet
Budi dubak, but not budu, but then you go dubak, not budi dubak.
Da, znači ne budi dubok, već idete duboko.
Yes,
padnete duboko.
You really fall dubak.
Zaista
yes.
Padnete duboko.
Yeah. So blessings can keep you on the spiritual platform.
Održavati na duhovno.
So your potential becomes activated and you are kept there.
Možete se tamo
and
zadržati.
By the powerful potency of blessings
moći, znači,
you also lose your attachment to the material world and get your attachment to Krishna. This is what blessings can afford. All endeavors can't do that. All endeavors can't really release or free your spiritual potential. All endeavors cannot always keep you on the spiritual a platform because the gravitational force of Maya is very strong and own endeavors can also not make you detached and attached to Krishna. You need mercy or blessings for this. And that's why Rupa Goswami now directs us in his prayer to the most powerful agent of mercy. Would you like to know this? The most powerful. He says, although I am the lowest and you are the highest, although I am a fool and you are the greatest philosopher, although I am wicked but you, Krishna, are the most saintly, and although I'm committed to offenses when I think of you,
iako izvršim uvrede kada mislim
still,
na tebe,
o king and queen,
još ipak kralju i kraljice,
if you think that I ever have chanted your holy name,
pjevao vaše sveto
ime, even only a shadow of your holy name,
ako sam čak izgovorio samu sjenu
vaših svetih imena, then on the strength of my chanting,
onda u ime moga
mantranja, take me to
molim
you,
molim vas, uzmete me k sebi.
The holy name,
sveto ime,
when you chant it,
kada ga
my dear devotees, is extremely powerful.
Je vrlo, vrlo moćno.
Even if you only chant it
samo
while you try to avoid offenses,
uvrede.
In other words, you are not yet full of love when you chant. You will see that all your anattas will slowly disappear.
Postupno iščeznuti.
But if you want to really chant, you need to know a secret. A secret of chanting which is revealed by Sanatana Goswami, the brother of Rupa Goswami. He has said that only a devotee who chants from the heart reaches with his chanting the heart of Krishna. If you only chant with the tongue, you will reach the ear of Krishna and Krishna will take note. Yes, he chants. Yes, she chants. Radha Kripa has chanted today. But if Radha Kripa would chant today with her heart fully taking shelter at Radha and Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna would hear it in his heart. Sanatana Goswami has said we should follow two birds, the examples of two birds, the Chataka bird and the Chakravaki bird. The Chataka bird is a bird who has made the decision, I will not drink water which has touched the earth. I will only go to heavenly water, to sky water. And in this way, the Chataka bird waits for the sun to be covered by a cloud and then drink from that cloud. It's said the plaintive call of the Chataka, which sounds like Priya, Priya, my dear one, my dear one, resounds on a cloudless day of the rainy season.
You know,
in a distressed way, the Chataka bird calls out, oh, I need you so much, Priya, Priya, my dear rain cloud, I am so thirsty.
Oh,
Krishna, I'm also a little thirsty.
I am also a little thirsty.
Sorry. A little uncultured today. So, also, you have to make this decision. I don't want any longer so much the things of the world. What I want is the things of the paradise, of the Krishna paradise, of the spiritual world. Now, there's an information for you. It's not that the spiritual world is here, up there, and here on the world are only material things. Krishna is also in the world. When you practice Yukta Vairagya, that is, you take the things of this world and offer them to Krishna. They are very, very powerful spiritual agents, because whatever comes in contact with Krishna, that is becoming spiritual. Offer your relationships to Krishna. Offer your food to Krishna. Offer your thoughts to Krishna. Offer your problems to Krishna. Krishna, I'm trying to surrender, but I have this health problem. What can I do? Can you please take care of this? Offer everything to Krishna and you will find Krishna everywhere. So this is the mood in which a devotee should chant. He wants only things where Krishna is present. He wants only relationships where Krishna is present. He wants only food where Krishna is present. He wants only songs where Krishna is present. He wants only a life where Krishna is present. Because he knows only when I have something which is connected with Krishna can I be satisfied. I want to do one thing to you, with you. I want to try something with our Sunchica and Antonia and Anurada.
Sunčica i Anurada.
I want to...
Želim...
Explain some...
Objasniti...
Nectar.
Objasniti...
From the Ananda nektar. Chandrika.
Određeni nektar iz Ananda Chandrike.
I want to show you a pastime
zabavu
in which
u kojoj Krishna
reaches Radharani by the help of an associate of
uz pomoć
Radharani.
Jedne njezine pratilje.
See, what I have explained today to you is
danas objašnjavao
that you can reach Krishna
to, da možete
only by his mercy, and his mercy is deposited or invested in these powerful personalities like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Holy Name, his associates Vrindadevi. And I will now want to read to you a pastime how Krishna is himself trying to go through someone who has the mercy to bring him to Radharani. Now, I don't know. It's the first time that we try it. Are we confident to do it? You don't really know what is.
Ne znate zaista što.
We can try.
Ali možemo pokušati.
I think let us better make a rehearsal because both of you are masters of music. And no, you are professor of clarinet.
No,
we should try it. We will make a little other music.
Neku drugu muziku ćemo pustiti.
One Srimati
Radharani
went to Vishaka.
Otišla do Vishaki.
And she said, Vishaka, you are my second self. You are both clever and you know how to talk very wisely. Therefore, today you must talk in such a way that Krishna becomes attached to me.
Krishna se veže za mene.
You go and pick flowers at a place where Krishna will surely pass by.
Pored koga će
Krishna
sigurno proći.
You just talk about my good qualities to your girlfriends.
Svojim prijateljicama.
Then Krishna will come
i onda će Krishna doći
and say,
i reći,
oh my dear clever girls,
dragi moje lukave
devojke, about whom are you talking?
O kome vi to govorite?
Then you should say,
i onda vi, ti treba
oh
reći,
Madhava, is there
Madhava,
no place in Vrindavan where we can meet in peace and you are not there?
Se mirno mi susresti, a da
we are talking about she who has the best qualities, who is the best person.
Najbolja osoba na svijetu.
Then Krishna will say, can I also listen?
Mogu i ja slušati?
I have a very confidential relationship to her.
Vjerljiv odnos sa njom.
Then Radharani says to Vishaka, you must say no.
I Radharani kaže Vishaki, tada ti
get out of here, Madhava.
Odlazi odavlje, Madhava.
There is such a vast difference between you and her. You are a cheater.
Ti si varalica.
And she is devoted to her husband.
Ona je posvećena svojem mužu.
You are whimsical.
Ti si hirovito djeluješ.
And she is very steady.
A ona je vrlo postojana.
You are impious and she is devoted to the devatas.
Ti si nepobožan jako, a ona je posvećena.
And you are so dirty after herding the cows. And she takes three baths a day.
Kravama, a ona se kupa tri puta dnevno.
And Krishna says, oh Vishaka, you don't know about my good qualities. Everyone here, Vrindavan says, I'm meeting with the gopis and therefore am not chaste. But do you know that the saint Durvasa has called me a brahmachari? And you have said that I'm not steady, that is, I cannot stay with one devotee. Yes, I have many devotees I have to go and visit. But I am also steady at the same time. For 7 days, without moving a little bit, I have steadily lifted the Govardhan Hill. This is how steady I am. You have said she worships the devatas, and I don't worship. This is not right. Everyone knows that I'm initiated by Baguri Muni, my priest, in a mantra. Now, it's a fact, Krishna was initiated in the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya. But when he started to chant it, he had a difficulty. His difficulty was that you can only worship someone who is superior to you, but Narayan is not superior to Krishna. Krishna is superior to Narayan. So whenever Krishna goes in the morning in the temple and sits down, he doesn't chant Om Namo Narayanaya. He chants Radhe, 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 Radhe. This is the secret mantra of
Krishna.
So I'm initiated, said Krishna. Very qualified. So they discuss like this, and Radha then says, Madhava, but how will you meet Srimati? Vishaka should then say to Krishna, but how will you meet Krishna? She is just so difficult to see. Radharani has been searched for by the Vedas and the greatest saints and even the devotees in the Astro summer camp, but they have not reached her full darshan. How will you get her?
And
then Krishna says, I will do one thing. I will put a deity of the sun god in the cave in Govardhan. Because Radharani is also Banu Nandini, the daughter of the sun, and she will worship the sun. So therefore she will come to this newly installed cave temple and worship. And then I will meet her before this temple. This one is my plan. So Krishna makes such a plan. He makes a temple so that his beloved Radharani can come and worship the sun and meet her. So you can see how even Krishna goes to Vishakha to get the meeting with Radharani. This is a very important point. If you want to meet Krishna, you must go to those persons who are dear to Krishna and who hold the mercy of Krishna in them. This is a very important rule. And Rupa Goswami has prayed to Lalita, Vishakha, to Subal, and so on. And now, in text 28 to 33, he will get the divine darshan of Radha and Krishna. The art of prayer is to prepare your heart in such a way that your heart becomes a clean mirror where the divine couple can appear. Prayers do this. They polish the surface of the heart so that the heart becomes totally pure and that you see Radha and Krishna in the heart. But there's an important knowledge. Radha and Krishna will not be reflected on your heart. Radha and Krishna will come from within the mirror. They will come outside. They will bathe in the lake of the heart. There will not be a projection from outside. See, when you have a mirror and you project a ray on it, then that is a projection which takes place there. The real Radha Krishna Darshan means that divine couple will appear in the lake of the heart. And when the divine couple appears in the lake of your heart will flow over with tears of ecstasy.
Hare Krishna.
We will hear a little about it. I will, just so that you come for tomorrow, I will just read to you one of these wonderful verses. Amalovang parimala kada parimalanvane anargena pramodena graname guna yashyati Ranya yeshyati kanome hangsa gunjita ganjanam manjulankin nu yuvayor manjira kalasan sinjitam. Rupa Goswami prays.
Se moli.
When will the time come?
Kada će doći vrijeme? Kada će doći
when
dan?
I sit in the forest,
kada ću sjediti u šumi?
And all of a sudden,
i odjednom,
my nose will be overwhelmed with the splendid fragrance of your transcendental body. When will the time come when I will hear the musical tinkling of your anklets, which excel the cooing of the swans in sweetness? And when will the time come when I will be in Vrindavan forest and I will see your footprints bearing a chariot wheel and other auspicious signs? When will I become mad with joy? O King and Queen, whose lotus feet are the worshipable ultimate limit of all beauty, will you place these joyful festivals before my eyes?
Te radosne festivale postaviti ispred mojih očiju?
So this is the prayer. It's for indirect darshan. First, he wants to smell the fragrance of the Lord. Then he wants to hear the tinkling of the ankle bells. Then he wants to see in the forest of Vrindavan the footprints of Radha Krishna. And from that, these things which are still remote signs of Krishna's presence, Rupa Goswami will pray, and we will do this tomorrow for the direct service of Radha and Krishna, because he makes a point very clear. You can only meet Radha and Krishna when you have an attitude of service in your heart. You cannot meet Radha and Krishna if you just want to smell, hear, and see them. Without a service attitude, you might be able to see some distant God realization. Some God realization where God is a little bit in the distance. Also as the Brahman, for instance, or the Paramatma. But if you want Radha and Krishna personally, you will only get them with the service attitude. And this we will learn tomorrow.
Imate taj stav služenja, a o tome ćemo naučiti nešto više sutra.
So I've come to the end.
Došao sam do kraja.
It's a powerful prayer, isn't
it? Ovo je moćna molitva.
There's so many powerful concepts in this prayer, and I really want to remind all of you, my dear devotees, that you please, please, please get a copy of this prayer by writing down your email at some place. Do we have this place already?
Adresu na određeno mjesto.
There will be a sign for you. Maybe where the notebook
može,
board is
može
in that
no,
area or where? In the entrance of
zapravo
the temple.
Na ulazu yes. U hram, u šator ćemo postaviti.
Krishna. Today we have gone a little over time, but I wanted to make one announcement. Tomorrow we will have the Nam Yagya 2008. Tomorrow I request all of you to come in your best Krishna conscious mood.
I want to see
our Nam Yagya Mataji is here. We can talk briefly afterwards again. And we will make some decorations. Please come tomorrow. We will start at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow is Friday, right? Something special will come tomorrow.
Nešto posebno će se sutra dogoditi.
I'm very, very happy that you give me the opportunity to speak about Krishna. And I hope that you will, just by hearing it, get in your heart some good impressions how Krishna is.
See,
it's so important for us to go beyond the world of silence. Silence means when the world stops to speak to us, when our mind stops to speak to us. And then by prayers and by hearing directly about Krishna, we go beyond the world of silence. We get something more valuable than the talking of the mind.
Bez uma I bez,
so I will end here.
Zato ću sada
thank you very much and let us again
uno.
Raise our heads.
Podignimo
jai, jai, sirare. Jai, sirare. Do we have it?